put the spotlight on what's happening under the umbrella of the College of Community and Public Service, Grand Valley State University, strong in this role and certainly strong guest to talk about their roles. Dr. Rosemary Cleveland, Senior Affiliate Professor and Director of the Graduate Teacher Certification Program with the College of Education. Dr. Cleveland, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
Dr. Raymond Higby, Assistant Professor, School of Public Nonprofit Health Administration. Hello to you, Dr. Higby.
Good morning.
All right. Tell us a little bit about you, if you would.
Well, I have about 45 years in the healthcare field, partly clinical, partly administrative, and about, 12 years teaching mostly graduate students.
Mm-hmm. Hope the classes are full.
They are.
Yes.
They are.
Yes. Dr. Cleveland?
I've been in education for a long time, probably as long as Dr. Higby has been over on the other side, in the business side. And I've been at Grand Valley. This is my 16th year. And I work with graduate students. Most of them are in the Graduate Teacher Certification Program. And those are for people that go into it as a second career.
Great. Good to know that your classes are full and ready for the real world. We're going to talk about your work on an evaluation relating to the Be Nice Initiative. I know that's led by the Mental Health Foundation of West Michigan. So here we are. Dr. Higby, what is this Be Nice program again?
So the Be Nice program is a Tier 1 prevention program, and they have Tier 1, 2, and 3. Tier 1 being prevention, 2 being you need some help the school could give, and Tier 3, you need help outside the school. This is a prevention program, and it started with bullying, anti-bullying, but its ultimate goal is to bring mental health awareness.
Dr. Cleveland, the acronym standing for?
The Be Nice acronym is pretty easy. They try to keep it pretty simple. The N is to notice someone who is maybe sitting alone and needs assistance or needs a friend, and also to notice in yourself what is good, what is right, and what you can do to make a change. And the I is to invite others to be a part of what you're doing, make so that they feel like they belong and they're not alone. The C is to challenge yourself and other people, to be kind, be nice, be interested, and empower is to try to empower other people to follow the Be Nice program and the Be Nice action plan, take the pledge, and try to spread that idea of being responsible, kind, and nice to other people.
So again, led by Christy Buck under the, as we mentioned, the Mental Health Foundation of West Michigan. So Dr. Higby, how did Grand Valley State University get involved with the program?
Well, I met Christy at the Kent County Mental Health Work Group. Yes. And we're working on just various mental needs for healthcare needs for the community. And she had talked to me about needing to have something evaluated. And so over a couple of years, we talked back and forth, and they got to the point where they needed to have this program go beyond just everybody liking it, to have evaluative evidence of it. So that's where we got involved to begin the work to demonstrate whether or not it really was working well in the schools.
Yes. Dr. Cleveland, then how did the Be Nice program develop? Take time here.
Christy Buck, as we mentioned her name, she's the executive director mm-hmm. of the Mental Health Foundation of Western Michigan. And 7 years ago in 2011, Christy began thinking about putting together some type of an anti-bullying program. And then a Rutgers college student committed suicide. And that was like her tipping point to say, we really need to do something serious. And that began kind of the basis for the Be Nice program. Christy's children went to the Granville Public Schools. So that was her connection with the schools in the area, and began with the elementary, then the middle schools and the high schools with the Be Nice program. And by 2013, they were actually looking at publishing Be Nice books to make people aware of what it was. And by the following year, in 2014, they were putting starter kits together for schools. And by last year, in 2017, with a few suggestions from Dr. Higby and myself, they actually started the Be Nice Institute, and they are now doing training sessions through the Kent ISD, and now they have the Be Nice program in over 100 schools in Western Michigan.
Let's spend some time taking apart how the Be Nice program actually works in schools, then, Dr. Higby.
So the way it works is they bring it in, they have an assembly, they introduce the acronym, and they have a series of lessons that works well if you really teach them the way they're designed the first year. But ultimately, the best way for this to happen is for teachers to begin to integrate this as opposed to something just separate, integrated. So you have a literature lesson, and you notice how they were being nice to people. You have a history lesson, how people were noticing, empowering others. Mm-hmm. And so it gets integrated. It travels from elementary all through high school. Elementary is a little more about bullying. And then you travel it up, and it just keeps to grow to where you get to high school. It's more about mental health awareness. And again, integrated and just reminded throughout the year with assemblies and different activities.
How does it specifically address bullying?
Well, and that's the starting point, Shelley, for the program, is starting at that elementary level with being kind and treating people in a respectful manner. And because the teachers and the administrators and the school staff are trained in Be Nice, it is in turn that they train the students. They give them the tools and the skills to be kind to each other. And students that might often in the past have been a bystander if they saw someone being bullied, now they have a little more courage. They have the tools and the skills to stand up for that person. And then that kind of sets an atmosphere for them to do that and see that in others. And once the atmosphere is set and it's reinforced, as Raymond said, in the classroom, it's integrated in what they hear in their classroom. There are posters around the school. The kids get involved in activities. There are Be Nice activities in the school. And we were in the middle school last year where they had Acts of Kindness Day that tied in with Be Nice. So it does have an evolving process that seems to take place that starts with that whole anti-bullying concept.
And obviously, in the end, it addresses mental health.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And so the mental health component, we heard countless stories as we interviewed, had 157 interviews in this part of the evaluation, countless stories about how a kid would come to school and just be behaving bizarrely or not like normal, and their friends would then know to take them to a counselor. At one school, this is just jaw-dropping to me, one school of 10 and 12-year-olds, so 6th to 8th graders, and they told us that, get this, their suicide ideation rate dropped in half. So what are 10 and 12-year-olds doing talking about suicide to begin with? And a lot of this is just suicide awareness and getting their friends to counselors that can help them.
And obviously, Dr. Cleveland, it must develop a positive school climate.
It does. And we've actually saw this happen by starting off with the Granville Public Schools and working with their administrators, their teachers, their parents, and their students. And we weren't sure we would find this. I think that's the interesting thing behind this is that when it starts at an early age with the elementary students and then moves up through the grades, it becomes second nature to the students and second nature to the teachers and the administrators. And by middle school, they actually have the Be Nice committees. And by high school, it's become very, very active where they do have Be Nice activities. And Christy likes to put it that the Be Nice program is simple. You take the pledge, you do the action plan, and it's like the stop, drop, enroll of mental health education in schools. And we have found the end results, if it is implemented throughout the district, okay? And that's, I think, a very important key, is that the school climate changes to be a much more positive and accepting and respectful climate, to the point where we actually heard in one of our buildings it being said, we just don't tolerate that type of bullying or disrespectful behavior here. And that was from the students.
What's the outreach to the community?
The outreach to the community is, a part of it is their visibility. One, they have a new address over on Division Street, and it's 349 Division Street, right by the Cathedral Square. And that has brought new visibility for them because it's a storefront area, which they haven't had in the past, and people can just walk right in. But in addition to that, they have a website. They're very active in the community through businesses and through the churches as well as the schools. On their website, they have provided a lot of information about the Be Nice program, basic information, and provided the pledge where people can take the pledge right there. Obviously make donations, but also have videos about what the Be Nice program is and what schools it's available in. And they have a newsletter as well. And I think adding all of those things up, in addition to the fact that many of us, if we watch our local TV stations like Channel 8, have seen the Be Nice commercials on TV.
A couple of minutes left. This obviously demonstrates Grand Valley's involvement with community engagement as well, Dr.
Yes.
Cleaver? Yes. Yes. Your evaluation research of the Be Nice program, touch here for me, Dr. Higby.
Right. So we have three phases of this evaluation research. Since it started with Granville Schools, the first phase was a case study of how that all worked. Mm-hmm. We then took the second phase where we took the number of schools that have been in using the Be Nice program for a number of years and compared their behavior referral data before and after. And then the final phase is taking place this year. We're doing a delayed implementation. And so what we end up with is a control group, which is really hard to get in social sciences. And we're going to look at the differences there. What we've found is that every school that's even had it for a year has shown a statistically significant change for the positive in behavioral referrals. One of the amazing findings that we were not looking for, in the interviews, we'd ask, does Be Nice help the good kids be good, the middle fast trailers be okay, or the bad kids get better? And across the board, everybody, administrators, teachers, students said, the bad kids just won't do it. We found at the Granville Schools, a very stable environment, that these kids had a spike year. And not if what they said was true, they'd have equal phases of spike year, so they were bad one year, and they changed their way. And so it feeds into this idea of we don't tolerate that here. From a larger picture, it feeds into the idea of an ethical organization that says this is the way we behave here. You either straighten up or get out.
How do we, Dr. Cleveland, looking just for final conversation, we're very lucky to have this Be Nice program in our own backyard, right?
We sure are.
Yes. And how does one find out more information then?
Well, it really isn't too hard to do that. One, Christy Buck and her staff are more than willing to share the information. Two, you can get it electronically by going to their website. You can go to the Be Nice. They have two websites, actually. There's the BeNice.org website dedicated strictly to the program and information about the program. And then you can go to the Mental Health Foundation of West Michigan's website, in which the Be Nice program is part of that. And you can contact, I would say, in addition to contacting them, the schools that have the programs are more than willing to share the information. We found they were very willing with us to share how they implement the program, what they're doing, what kind of events they have in the school, how the children are involved. And, of course, the parents are taking a very active role as well. In through the organization, there is an awful lot of Be Nice materials available to advertise. The T-shirts, yeah. Wristbands, posters, you name it.
Be Nice. There we are. Things are well, again, with the College of Community and Public Service. Very strong organization as well.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right. We say our goodbyes. Thank you very much, Dr. Rosemary Cleveland and Dr. Raymond Higby, on behalf of this Be Nice program and Grand Valley's strong involvement. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.